U.S. Airways may soon ask for federal help to stay out of bankruptcy. The airline is telling shareholders it needs a cash infusion from somewhere in order to survive. And as NPR's Jack Speer reports, airline officials are hoping for government loan guarantees.
At its annual stockholders meeting yesterday, U.S. Airways' new chief executive, David Siegel, outlined a broad restructuring plan for the troubled airline. U.S. Airways plans to ask its labor unions for pay and work rule concessions, and it will ask the government to provide loan guarantees so it can borrow money at a reasonable rate. And while it's not clear how much the airline may be looking to borrow, one thing that is clear for the carrier is that time is running out. Richard Abulafia is an analyst with the Thiel Group.
They're definitely hemorrhaging cash. It's obviously very difficult, but again, you've really got to watch yourself. You can't enter Chapter 11 with no money. If you've got a few hundred million, it's an awful lot easier. It improves your chances of coming out the other end, like, say, Continental did.
In the aftermath of September 11th, Congress created what's known as the Air Transportation Stabilization Board to administer a $10 billion loan guarantee program for the airlines. However, so far, only Phoenix-based America West has actually taken advantage of the program. Aviation industry consultant Michael Boyd says one reason more airlines haven't applied is the stringent requirements the federal government has put in place.
Just all the baggage that comes with a federal loan guarantee under these circumstances, oversight by people that don't know the airline industry, you get Congress involved, Congress looking at it, you really want to stay away from that. So it really is something of a last resort. It's not a walk in the park.
However, America West didn't have a lot of options, so it took the loan guarantees despite the tough conditions. If America West defaults, the government would agree to back up the loan. It could also wind up owning a third of what would still be a troubled airline. Boyd says he can understand why the airlines have been resistant to accepting such terms, especially since the money being lent is not coming from the government.
All that loan guarantee board is supposed to do is pass on whether the loan makes sense. In the case of, say, America West, the lender was General Electric. General Electric does not loan money unless they're darn sure they're going to get it back again. They're not like, you know, some street corner hustler lending money to people. In the case of U.S. Airways, regardless of their status, if there are suitable and sophisticated lenders out there, U.S. Airways probably makes a pretty good loan guarantee candidate.
But while some analysts question the way the government has structured the loan program, others say the tough guidelines are necessary. The Thiel Group's Richard Abulafia says the strict guidelines provide an answer to the critics who say the government is providing a bailout for the industry.
I think they've done a very good job in setting up a structure that discourages people from just coming and getting cash. That, I think, was essential. And yet they've created a situation in which there is a guarantee that prevents any carrier from having to go bankrupt. That's essential. There's no reason, as long as the ATSB is in existence, for any airline to go bankrupt.
Analysts say U.S. Airways is losing nearly $4 million a day. The airline is due to present its proposed restructuring plan to its employees and its labor unions today. Airlines have until June 28th to file a loan application under the government program. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.